create professional quality, commercially licensed voice response prompts with Yakutimi. Milestones in a baby's life. I haven't lived in the same house as a baby since I was 8, and that was 53 years ago, so having our granddaughter living with us is a totally new experience for me. She began to slither around about a month ago, I was told. That was one of the milestones in a baby's life, and she's pretty good at it now. My wife and I have always slept on the tiled floor, because it's cooler than being on a bed, and the baby sleeps there with us. She comes over every morning now to wake me up, as I sleep a meter or so from them. You can see her trying to get up onto her knees, but she can't manage it yet, so I was surprised yesterday, when I went to investigate a lot of noise, to see her standing up in her cot, holding on, shaking the side and babbling loudly. Did she pull herself up? She must have done. There was no else there, but she's 10 months old and can't crawl. I thought that milestone would have come first. It is interesting to see the milestones in a baby's life, although I'm sure that the vast majority of my readers have been through all this several times during the last 40 years. Suppose the next milestones in a baby's life are crawling, walking and talking. I can't see it being long now. I don't know how other writers are doing, but I'm finding selling books this month like walking out to sea waist deep against the tide. Last month was bad, but this one is only half as good. It happens, suppose, but it is in stark contrast to the months of July for the last 4 years, and we're supposed to be coming out of recession. I reckon politicians are trying to talk us out of it, because from where I'm standing, I can't see any evidence of it at all, not one iota, Mr. David Bloody Cameron and all your cronies. All the best, Owen. Reach thousands of education-minded users daily. Advertise on Yakutimi.